people by my choice of hobby, which is, I mean to be humble about it, and it's very humbling because I write a column in Facebook and it's followed by thousands of people. And I have a tremendous responsibility on something and I'm very confused about it. It's not the individuals. I can love every individual Jew. It's what seems to me to be the destroyers of the Jewish nation who affect and are responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent Jews here in Eretz Yisrael. One just died. I won't even say his name. In case it's Russian horror. And I'm getting slammed and I need to know, like, how do I guide, what I'm asking you is guide me to guide my readers on what do I do with these type of people, and there's a lot of them, like a George Soros or a Shimon Peres, or these people who break Torah, go against Torah, and kill masses of Jews. Now what do? I have to respond to it because I choose to, and my response is responded to by hundreds of people, good and bad. Some are mad at me, some are happy with me, but now what I want to know is what is the right thing to do.
Okay, not too long ago there was a debate between Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton. I didn't see the debate because I have better things to do, but I only saw like 1 minute. Somebody sent me a short clip and I just saw it. And you know what I noticed? That they don't get angry at each other. They give sharp answers. Because if they would get angry at each other, how would the voters look at them? If Trump now would go all crazy and his hair will be flying, like, how would the voters look at him? Excuse me? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it as a joke, because I saw, he was there, I think, by Letterman, by one of the talk shows, and the guy told him, I want to, you know, mess your hair, and he messed up his hair. He looks like a little bit of wind will come, and the whole hair is like goes like from side to side. But that's not the point. This is not Lashon Hara. We're just trying to make it a little bit happier. But
he's not a Jew, so it's not Lashon Hara.
His daughter is a Jew. So even though some rabbanim don't accept her conversion, but that's not the point. The point is...
he isn't a Jew.
Whatever. The point is that he's a smart politician. Now, if he's going to make movements of showing that he's upset by ridiculous comments that his opponent does, then he's going to show his voters that he's weak and that he can't control his temper and that he's not talking straight out and makes sense. Now, you have to choose how you talk depending on your audience. Now, if I'm sitting here in a CERN room, my drasha changes according to the audience.
It's a various audience.
So you have a big problem, because
it's everything.
Because the teachings of Kabbalah teaches us that there's always a relationship of a giver and a receiver. And the receiver is the one who's holding the vessel, and the giver is the one who's putting in the vessel whatever he wants to give in there. Now, if I'm giving too much, and the receiver, on the other hand, either his vessel is too small or the vessel is not worthy, he's not going to hold what I'm giving them. So, now if I want to get a point across, I sometimes have to pull my sail. Now, if I'm going to talk now in front of an... Now, here you have a problem, because if your crowd is a very big crowd, then that's a problem in itself.
Diverse.
That's a problem. Because if you have a diverse crowd, then who do you give in what... A quantity. Some crowds, you're going to come and say, this individual is a Jew hater and he killed Jews and blah, blah, blah. You're going to get applaud. And in some crowds, you're going to be booed. Now, the question is, what's the message you want to give across? When I come to a lecture and I have an agenda, what's the message that has to go across? If my audience is not going to receive what I'm telling them, I can make more damage. If I'm sitting, I was now in America, one of my agendas in America is to bring Jews into Israel because I don't feel that America is safe. So one of my emphasis is to get Jews out of America. Now, some crowds, I can tell them straight out to their face what I think. And what is the reality? They'll go home, they pack their bags, they buy a ticket, and they're on their way to Israel. And that's some crowds. Some crowds, I cannot say that. Because exactly like I told her, they're not going to be able to handle what I have to say. So your problem is a diverse crowd. I don't have a recommendation because you have to know by yourself who's your crowd. The problem with Facebook is that you don't know who's your crowd.
I know my crowd.
You maybe know some of them.
Diverse.
No, you know that they're diverse, but you don't know the people. So the problem here is that you have to be a politician and you have to talk in a very political way that you, the point is, what's your agenda? If your agenda is to get a point across and with no popularity contest, that's one thing.
It's to protect Jews and love Jews and inform Jews about people who are hurting them and they're uninformed and they're buying.
But the problem is that some people are in such an exile. They're not going to accept what you're saying. It's going to do the complete opposite effect.
That's right.
That's the problem. And that's the problem with places like... You should not shut down the column, but you should be very smart in how you're using your words. And you know, like you said before, I'm not going to mention names, or one of them died. So just say, I'm not going to mention names. You have to use your word, don't worry. Mevin yavin. Whoever needs to understand will understand. The problem, you have to understand that our problem in this generation is that a lot of people are very impure from their sins that they do. And I'm not judging anyone, I'm not saying that I'm such a tzaddik, I'm just saying that we bring on ourselves very strong impurity. So if I go and do a certain act, and again, I'm not judging anyone, and I'm not saying to anyone anything, whatever is good or bad, I couldn't stand my yetzer hara, my yetzer hara won, and I did a very bad act. And we all do that all day long. Then I bring on myself a very strong impurity. This impurity can be explained in one word. It's called klipa, a husk. It's covering my neshama. It's covering my body and controlling and filtering the reality. If you come to talk to that person face to face, you have a firewall that your words...
I always tell the Jew I love them.
That doesn't make it. They don't care.
But they get upset sometimes that Shimon Peres is the giant of the generation.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. That some people, the klipa is so strong.
Right.
And if you're going to offend their hero, they're going to hate you for the rest of the days. And that's where you take David HaMelech's advice. And he says, Imakesh titpatal. Because I know many people now. We're also running a Facebook pages and everything. I see the people who are putting all these posters and, oh, our hero. And I'm not judging anyone. I'm not anyone to judge who he is or what he is. That's not the, I keep my opinions to myself. The point is, if you're going to go now to a Jew that he thinks that individual is a hero and you're going to tell them wrong, if it's in a crowd, that's one thing. If you tell that person face to face and you tell the person, let me sit with you and educate you for 5 hours and give you facts, that's a whole different thing. Because one time there was a video online going around talking about proving that Herzl, exactly where he came from, what was his agenda and everything. And of course there was a lot of problems with this video. But the video came with facts. Because a lot of people think completely different than what he was. The point is that when I went to try to tell it to people, when it was a big crowd, because it was diverse, then what I can give, the quantity, it has to be different. It did not work. But the ones that I sat with one-on-one, that was a completely different thing. And this kind of answers her question and answers the same question. You can't do Kirov on 500 people at the same point. You have to work on one.
5,000.
In your case, that's a very big problem because of the diversity. So you're going to throw something out there, then you're going to have a quantity of people who cheer you and a quantity of people who hate you. I, in many cases, say, you know what? You know, when I was dead, you know how they got me up? They electrified me, electrocuted me, however you say that. They shocked me with electricity. So I do believe that when a person is dead, you shock them. So some people are spiritually so dead, you have to shock them. So in one case, yeah, shocking a person straight to his face, he might hate you. But you planted already, you were able to inject something into their mind and say, okay, why is this person saying that? Why is the person saying that? Again, there's no black and white here because it's very, very general and very diverse. And some people I know, they say, I don't care what people think about me. I'm not running a popularity test here, contest. I say the truth as it is. I don't care about my popularity. Half a year ago, we posted a video online. And I was one of the first videos that I was very striking people on their heads. And the guy who was running the Facebook was telling me, listen, you're losing popularity, we're losing likes. I told him, you think I care about my likes? I don't care about likes. What, who cares if I have more likes or less? No, other rabbis, they have more likes on your, on their pages than you. I don't care how many likes I have on my page. I have to tell the truth how it is. To use, you have to use your words very wisely, because you have an agenda, and your agenda is either to do your kiruv, either to expose the truth. You have your agenda. You have to understand a few major rules here, that you have a very large audience that's looking at you, and if there's a picture of you, you are representing God, you're representing the Torah, you're presenting the Jewish nation. You have to be very political with how you talk, because some people might say, oh, look at that frum lady.